I think it's all pretty much self-explanatory down here.
Well, there are some, you know, some anarchist signs on borders, and then across the street on the Gap, and there's Adele Williams windows have been broken, as were the windows of, I guess, the store on the corner near the Cinema 9 movie theater.
Oh, Urban Outfitters, yeah.
And there was a party beforehand, right?
Yeah.
Kind of a dance party. Did you see much of the dance party?
Yeah.
And how did that go down?
It was very nice.
And were the dancers connected with any of the rocking activity? Because I saw rocks on the sidewalk. I assume rocks were thrown at the windows.
I actually didn't see any rocks being thrown, but
right.
I managed to sit down and avoid the damage end of the evening.
How long were you with the dancing back and forth?
Well, about an hour, maybe.
And how many people would you say were doing dancing?
Oh, probably about 200-300.
And it was a festive occasion with a lot of... Was there any violence or...
Just dancing.
And at what point did the violence break out?
Oh, when the police pushed their way through the dance crowd.
How long ago?
About right when the dancing started to come down Pacific for the first time.
And what direction did they come from, the dancers? Like from the clock tower or from...
From the clock tower.
And what did the police do?
Oh, they just turned their sirens on and drove through the center of the crowd.
And what was the reaction of the crowd?
The pain all over Officer Winston's car should explain the reaction of the crowd.
I see. At what point did the cars drive into the crowd? What location? Where did that happen?
I think it would have to be just past the movie theater.
And was there any warning given before the police cars drove into the crowd?
Yeah, he honked. He did his job right, you know, but then he just drove into the crowd. And that's when...
Was anybody hit?
Nobody was hit. No. Nope.
But people were not too pleased that he was in the crowd.
Yeah, he drove right down the center of the crowd, blaring his horn.
And were there any other police involved with this?
No, just him.
So this was an individual offered by Officer Winston to, should we say, tame the crowd.
Yeah, yeah. He tried to do his job and kind of keep things mellow.
By driving down the middle of the street with blaring his horn. Was there any violence before he did this?
No.
So you think the violence was a reaction?
Officer in route, gentlemen.
Yep, time for me to go.
Hey, Jim.
Thank you. Robert.
I'm sorry, Robert.
Now, at this point, the police were in a line with batons drawn approaching us as I stood interviewing this guy, or at least we heard that announcement, and they were actually a little bit further down the street, but soon they came upon us, and... you had to go or face the threat of some kind of force or even violence by police.
Any of the action? Or
Just broken glass and the riot cops on the way.
Yeah. Right, well, we can...
They're going to start a full court press.
And they're telling people to get off the mall.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
They were a little bit touchy about my walking out to them with my hands to my sides with a bag that I set down for them before I left.
She found a piece of something she felt might have fingerprints for them to use or figure out who was doing all the madness.
Where did the police contact you?
At the very top of the mall by the clock tower.
And
they came in on Cooper Street from Front Street, and they made a right-hand turn and went towards the clock tower.
And now they're pressing back this way.
How many police officers are we talking about?
At least 30 or 40.
I think there's closer to 75.
Really?
It took them an hour to get here, so they've probably got all the reservists called and everybody that was off duty. So I would guess they've got every body that they could press into a uniform.
I'm looking that way. There's about 30 riot cops coming this way.
Is there?
Yeah.
No shit,
folks. Full riot gear.
Full riot gear.
You see him walking up the street.
Tell me, what's happening? I've heard that that a police car, Officer Winston, provoked essentially a riot, according to one witness. I haven't heard any others. What have you seen?
No, we were in the movie theater. We were in Cinema 9. We got out of Cinema 9. There was a crowd marching down the street, appeared peaceful.
Right.
And I said, what's this about? It's International Workers' Day. And they said, basically, it's just protesting capitalism.
Right.
But there's a boombox going, and I thought, oh, that's cool. So I got by and was marching.
You joined this group? You're under arrest. Take her into custody.
I kept going. Let's go. Come on. You're all dressed in black with scarves around. What are you trying to hide?
No, I didn't
realize. There's nothing to hide.
Anyway.
A blasting boombox that kind of, to me, was just a screeching, I don't know, is...
Well, I can get behind protest capitalism, but what happened is then I heard the breaking glass, and I realized people from that group were throwing bottles and breaking glass, and I didn't want any part of that destruction.
Right.
So I got out of the mix, and then watched them keep marching, and we started at Cinema 9, and then by the time we got to
You were walking toward the town clock?
We were walking towards the town clock, and we got to that one store, the American Apparel store, and that's where they broke the glass there. And then I stopped and was like, wait a minute, what are these people doing? And then heard a number of glass, yeah, windows, glass, big time, big time. And then stepped back, and within 5 minutes, cops with billy clubs marched up the street towards the town clock.
From Cinema 9 area, or?
I don't know where they entered Pacific Avenue, but where we were, which is in front of Chocolat, at that point we were in front of Bookshop Santa Cruz. They were walking up the street.
Toward the town clock.
Yeah.
I think they waited for a while to gain forces, because this is violent. I mean, you can go up the street here, window after window is broken, and the town's...
I've seen a number of the windows
painted
broken.
With A's on it, you know?
Right.
And anarchism or whatever. That started about, I think, 5 years ago at Burning Man, they started tearing down art because they didn't want to destroy it. I really think there's an inborn kind of angst amongst whatever.
Well, I'm totally for protesting. This was not an intelligent protest. If they wanted to target capitalism, you know, let's go to the World Bank. Let's you know, something else. Not little businesses. That's crazy. It just seemed like a bunch of kids partying, a little too much alcohol, let's get destructive kind of thing, rather than intelligent protest. That's my opinion.